Uncle Jin, did you have a good day today?
Yes, it's a great haul today. We will celebrate with a drink tonight.
Although the total area of Jingguashen Mine was less than 5 square kilometers, it had more than 600 kilometers of underground tunnels, much longer than the distance from the northernmost to the southernmost point of Taiwan Island. In front, here is the light rail minecart and its tracks. Try and imagine, for a moment, when the mining industry was at its peak, these carts filled the mountain and valley as they traveled back and forth fully laden with ore, leaving behind the remnants of many mining tracks we can still see today. In the 1910s, Jingguashi used horse-drawn mining carts and only later upgraded to electricity or diesel-powered carts to transport ore from the mines. As to flatbed carts, most were used to transport tools and materials and rarely moved people. When Taiwan Metal Mining Corporation was operating, mining conveyance was already very well developed, utilizing a comprehensive network made up of light railcart tracks and ropeways. The mining track heads north to Shuinandong Smelter and west to Jiufen. At that time, the ground in the mountain town was covered with long and unbroken tracks and crisscrossing mining tunnels underground. Do you know how they circulated air in the mine? The two huge compressors next to you were operated by Taiwan Metal Mining Corporation and had 500 and 600 horsepower, respectively. Their main function was to provide power to tools used in the mine, for example, drilling machines used to drill holes. When the compressor was in operation, the air dissipated through the tunnels also supplemented fresh air. This was the only way to guarantee the safety of the hard-working miners.